clearing out Canadian protesters. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. Demonstrators who have paralyzed the downtown area of Canada's capital are being told to leave, and if they don't, they're being arrested. Vehicles are being towed. Fox's Alexis McAdams is in Ottawa.
It's a third straight weekend of protests against COVID restrictions again. 4,000 demonstrators lining the streets of Ottawa yesterday. That Freedom Convoy, which has at least 400 semis parked in front of Parliament, tells me they have no plans to leave.
Protesters who parked their vehicles on the Ambassador Bridge between Canada and Detroit removed them yesterday, but the area remains congested and it's unclear when the bridge will reopen. The special counsel investigating the origins of the Russia investigation has unveiled another nugget. A court filing from John Durham alleges that lawyers for Hillary Clinton's campaign paid a technology company to infiltrate servers belonging to Trump Tower and later the White House.
Now we know 100% John Durham's revelation, John Durham's filing here. Yep, there was spying going on, and it was worse than we thought because they were spying on the sitting president of the United States, and it goes right to the Clinton campaign.
House Republican Jim Jordan of Ohio, a staunch ally of former President Trump, on Fox and Friends Weekend. There's still time to de-escalate tensions between Russia and Ukraine. That's according to the Pentagon. Yesterday, President Biden spoke by phone with Russia's leader, and today he's speaking with Ukraine's president. An American speed skater has won gold at the Games in Beijing. Erin Jackson is the first black woman to medal in speed skating at the Winter Olympics. The 29-year-old, a former inline skater, won the 500 meters. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
News. If you're the parent of a child under five, you're still not able to get them vaccinated against COVID-19.
The FDA had said its vaccine advisory committee would meet Tuesday to discuss data on Pfizer's COVID shot for children 6 months to 4 years of age. But Friday, the FDA said that meeting must be postponed. Pfizer began testing a lower dose on kids in this age group, but added a third dose after those between 2 and 4 showed an insufficient immune response to the dosage amount.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. Health officials say only 30% of 5 to 11-year-olds have been vaccinated. Across the country, mask mandates are going away, but are officials following the science or the politics?
Blue state governors in New Jersey, California, New York, and elsewhere are allowing indoor mask mandates to expire, despite unchanged guidance from the CDC to continue masking in public places.
There is no one golden standard data point that's going to tell us when it is appropriate to lift mask mandates.
Dr. Syra Madad is the senior director of the special pathogens program at NYC Health Plus Hospitals and says a number of factors should determine when COVID precautions are lifted, like case numbers and hospitalization rates. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Masks are supposed to be worn inside SoFi Stadium in Los Angeles during tonight's Super Bowl, but it's unclear how many football fans will fully comply. The weather on game day is unseasonably warm. The temperature at kickoff should be around 70 degrees. It's been feeling like spring across the Northeast for the past few days, but boy, did that change overnight. It's now snowing.
Cold front moving through, dropping temperatures down a lot, and now seeing the snow. Maybe 3 to 4 inches accumulating across a few areas, especially on the grassy spots.
That's Fox meteorologist Rick Reichmuth. I'm Pam Puzo, and this is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.